My name is Ernest Asante Crunchy, a third-year PhD student at Dalhousie University Department of Biology. My topic today is on stress physiology of post-harvest balsam fir trees as influenced by shaking and baling. Balsam fir tree is the most popular Christmas tree produced in Canada. One of the major problems associated with this tree is post-harvest needle abscission. We have identified over the years that handling of these trees after harvesting is very important when discussing the shelf life of the trees. Farmers normally will shake trees to remove dead needles and branches and bale to make them easier to transport as shown in figure 1. Since shaking and baling of trees tend to break needles, branches and cause bruises on tree trunks, they have been postulated to evoke mechanical stress causing various physiological dysfunction, promoting needle loss and negatively affecting post-harvest quality of the trees. We have therefore hypothesized that shaking and baling of balsam fir trees would increase whole tree temperature, negatively affecting membrane integrity, inducing ethylene and volatile terpene compounds emission, thus promoting post-harvest needle abscission. To test these hypotheses, 6-year-old trees, 90 centimeters in height, with similar girth, were harvested from New Germany, Nova Scotia, in Canada, in August 2015. A total of 50 trees were harvested. 25 trees were immediately subjected to shaking treatments for 0, 15, 30, and 60 seconds. Remaining 25 trees were baled at 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4 trees per bale. The experiment followed a completely randomized design with 5 replicates for each treatment. Response measurements were taken. Tree core temperatures were monitored using thermal infrared imaging technology as shown in figure 2A. Membrane integrity was studied by estimating membrane injury index. Ethylene and BTC evolution were monitored by first trapping the air using design airtight chamber. Airtight syringe was used to sample air for ethylene analysis. Solid phase micro extraction kit was used for VTC extractions as shown in figure 2A. Analysis of both ethylene and VTC were accomplished by using gas chromatography equipped with flame ionization detector, as shown in figure 2C. Our results show that shaking and baling of trees showed an increase in tree temperature. An increase of 0.56 degrees Celsius in the shaking trees and 0.84 degrees Celsius in the bale trees as compared to the control. This is shown in figure 3. When it comes to the membrane integrity of a trees, bale trees exhibited lower membrane integrity, 35.1% higher membrane injury index than shaking trees. Membrane injury index range was between 14.54 and 28.08%, as shown in figure 4. In figure 5, we observed a 5-fold increase in ethylene evolution in bale trees compared to the control, a 68.1% significant increase in volatile terpene was observed when trees were baled compared to their respective control, as shown in figure 6. Based on our results, we can therefore conclude that prolonged shaking of trees lower tree temperature, membrane injury, ethylene, and in the case of volatile terpene compounds, show a continuous decline in increasing shaking period. Baling of trees, on the other hand, increase all stress indicators. Temperature by 1.03 degrees Celsius, membrane injury by 2 folds, ethylene by 5 folds, and VTC by 2 folds, all suggesting that post-harvest handling processes can induce needle loss, possibly through evoking ethylene and VTCs affecting membrane stability. These factors can therefore be used as stress indicators. Thank you very much.